This is a production of the Cornell University Library. In June 2007, Cornell University welcomed more than 6,000 alumni for reunion weekend. A popular stopping place for alumni was Uris Library, which many remembered as the University Library, Main Library, or just the Lib. During the weekend, alumni had the opportunity to record their memories and thoughts about Cornell's libraries. Here, in their own words, are some of their stories.
Susan H. Hutchins, 1957.
Bob Hutchins, 1956. 57 BME. 5-year course in those days.
Beverly Robertson Merle, class of 1957.
I wasn't a student here.
An interloper.
I'm their parole officer.
When you were students here, this was the main library,
yeah.
Correct? Did any of you go into the stacks?
Oh, sure.
You went into the stacks, but at that time you had to have a staff pass, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Yes, it was very formal. I used to chase her in the stacks.
Were you married after you graduated?
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
But did you have any particular place that you used to meet on campus?
Mm-hmm.
We were thrown together. I had to bribe a good friend of mine who was on the board of directors of Willis Straight Hall to assign her and myself as co-chairs of the publicity committee. That's how it worked, okay? And I had seen her. She was a sweetheart at TKE, and I was an SAE. And that bugged me. I had seen her in a spring float parade. I said, well, there's a nice pair of legs.
I
was sitting on
a
Baker Lab slope. So anyway, it worked out 50 years later.
That's very impressive.
Right.
And here I see your Kappa.
We both are.
You are.
Yeah.
Kappa. It's been some years.
Hasn't it, though?
Yes.
She hasn't changed at all.
Oh.
You haven't.
Oh. I'm just older and older and older.
Oh, yeah. That's for sure.
Have you seen the Kinkle Dye Room yet that's been renovated?
That's why we're here. No, we haven't.
So now, if you got into the stacks, you may have been able to see it when you were an undergrad. But otherwise, it would have the entry would have been barred to you as an undergrad because only graduate students were allowed at the time to get into the stacks.
Correct.
But you have a great treat waiting for you.
Great.
It was several years ago when they were doing some reconstruction here, the library, and we had class of 56 had a tour of the whole facility, and I think that was before the finalization of.
Did you have a hard hat?
No, I can't remember that we had hard hats. We probably should have. We probably had headaches.
It seems to me that just before we decided to take on this project, we had a reception there or something because they wanted to present it to us, to our class.
The class of 57
we're supporting
a great deal of money to the renovation.
No, I'm not sure about that.
I think you're right.
$112,000.
Yeah, I thought maybe.
Yeah, class of 1957. It now has wireless access, and it's a very popular spot for students to come in and study in a quiet area.
Terrific.
Yeah. Hmm. Did any of you work for the library while you were students?
No.
No.
Do you remember the Andrew Dixon White Library, which is just upstairs in Uris?
Vaguely. I'm not sure. My memories of this place are, I remember the things I like to, but I think the rest of
it. Yeah, I don't remember the distinction. Remember the library at Willis Straight Hall?
It's still there.
Is it?
Uh-huh. It is indeed. Yeah.
That was a quiet place to hide and get some studying done.
And then meet some special friends.
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you all very much. Anything else you want to say?
We're glad to be back.
Yes.
Oh, yes. And
thank you for
I'm
your
glad
time.
It's still here and doing well. It looks clean and freshly painted and warm.
As an English major, Beverly's major professor was Vladimir Nabokov.
Oh, my
and
goodness.
It's likely
we
that
had,
she got to the library for that a time or two.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We hope you enjoyed this memory of Cornell's libraries. All Cornell University Library oral history audio recordings are archived electronically on Cornell University Library's digital repository, eCommons, online at ecommons.library.cornell.edu. This has been a production of the Cornell University Library.